How's the air up there, girls?
It's getting thin, Fred. Just like my patients.
Girls are sure having a ball, aren't they, Bonnie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're having a great time.
What happened?
Goodness, he's a minute early. He must have gone through a red light.
I'm coming through the door, Wilma. I'm sitting down, Wilma.
Oh, dear. Hello, Fred. How did it go at the job today?
Late with my dinner again, huh, Wilma? That's the second time this month. You know I like my plate to be on the table when I sit down.
I'm sorry, Fred.
I work hard all day, and when I get home, what do I get?
You work hard all day. You. That's all I hear. I work hard all day, too. And what do I get? A lot of yak from you. You at least get out every day, see things, talk to people. I never get out of this cave. If you'd only take me out once in a while,
Hold it. Hold it right there. I got you now. Never take you out, eh? How short a memory can you have?
Let's see. I give up. Where did you ever take me?
Okay. I'll tick them off for you. There was the time I took you to, No, that was Barney. Now, wait a minute, I'm still ticking him. And
I don't hear any more ticking, Fred. Maybe your clock stopped.
Droll. I know I took you someplace. I got it. Boulder Beach?
Oh, come now, Fred. How could you avoid taking your wife on your honeymoon? But if there was a way, I know you would have thought of it. I'm surprised you didn't take your pal Barney instead of me. We spent most of our honeymoon at the Boulder Beach bowling alleys.
Okay. Now you've done it.
Done what, Fred?
You got me all upset. I can't eat my dinner.
Okay, I'll throw it out.
Hey, come back with that. I'll eat it out on the front stoop. Boulder Beach. And a great set of bowling alleys there.
Gee, I hate to have words with Fred. Neither of us mean what we say when we're mad.
I have a bad day on the job, and I take it out on poor Wilma.
Hey, Fred.
Barney.
Was lonesome over on my stoop. Do you mind?
Be my guest, Barney boy. My stoop is your stoop.
We wouldn't be out here unless we was both stoops. Well, what was it this time, Fred?
Oh, you know, you never take me anyplace routine. What did you and Betty ding-a-ling about?
Same thing. I think they got a point.
Yeah, I guess so.
Say, Fred, I've got an idea.
Not the Foreign Legion again.
No.
Good. They turned me down last year. Flat feet.
Fred, let's take the girls out tonight.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. We take them out and we don't have to eat out here on the stoop so often.
Hey, someplace real nice, huh?
Right. So they'll remember it.
Yeah, but where?
They only played pool. It would be no problem.
I got it, Fred.
Yeah, what?
How about taking the girls to the ball game?
The ball game? I'm surprised at you, Barney.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
And it's a dumb suggestion. Because the ball team is playing out of town all this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's brainstorm this, Fred. We'll come up with something.
Barney!
What is it, Fred?
This is so big, it scares me. It's not a brainstorm, it's a regular tycoon.
Well, what is it, Fred? I'm all ears.
Wait. Don't rush me. I will let you in on the thought process. I figure we want the girls to have a good time, right?
Right.
And a good time means lots of fun, right?
Right.
Then I thought, where can we have fun? And all of a sudden, the answer comes to me.
And that is?
The Funhouse.
The Funhouse? What a mind.
Yeah, the Funhouse down at the amusement park. What do you think, Barney?
That's great, Fred. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Hey, get Betty to come over right away, and we'll spring it on them together.
Boy, won't they be surprised.
The Funhouse at the amusement park.
Are you two out of your minds? What do you think we are, a couple of kids?
Wilma, just a minute. I don't know about you, but I'll settle for the amusement park.
But Betty, the Funhouse?
I know. But I never get any further than the supermarket. Maybe there are people out there, homes, streets. I'll never find out unless we go.
Well, do we go?
All right, I guess so.
Swell. And Wilma, start packing plenty of sandwiches, eh?
What? Fred, once, just once, will you try to forget that stomach of yours?
Oh, that's asking him to forget an awful lot, Wilma.
It's cracks like that to get your guy a fat lip, Barney. How's the air up there, girls?
It's getting thin, Fred. Just like my patience.
Girls are sure having a ball, aren't they, Barney?
Oh, yeah. They're having a great time.
Remember, Betty, you agreed to let the boys take us here.
I'm sorry, Wilma. I guess I should have known better. What happened? Are you sure this is safe, Barney?
Oh, sure. You love it.
Seats left and the rocket to the moon rise.
You and Barney go, Fred. Betty and I will rest here for a few minutes.
Okay, but you're gonna miss all the fun.
I know. I haven't had such fun since I had a tooth pulled.
We better stop before we laugh our way into a hospital.
Hey, Fred, look. There's one of those photo machines.
Huh?
Automatic photos. Your picture while you wait.
Yeah. Hey. I think I'll have a picture taken for Wilma. She's still carrying the one I took for my high school graduation. Put a coin in the slot, Barney. I'm ready.
All right, now, keep your eye on the birdie, Fred.
It's finished. How about that, Barney? Isn't science wonderful?
Hey, Fred, look over there.
Make a record of your voice. Hey, that gives me an idea, Barney. We could make a record for the girls, a sort of souvenir of their night out.
Hey, that's a great idea, Fred. And every time they say, we don't take them out, we'll play it back to them.
Okay, Bonnie, put the coin in.
Put the coin in? Why is it I'm always the one that puts the coin in? Thanks, Fred. You bashful or something?
Of course not, Bonnie. It's just that I, haven't got any small change.
Yeah, well, this is the sixth time today you didn't have any small change.
Hey, how about that?
The bird's got a long play beak.
And why don't you go first, Bonnie? I don't know what to say.
Oh, gee, Fred, I don't know what to say either.
Oh, brother, every customer the same thing. They want to make a record, but they don't know what to say. How about Mary Had a Little Lamb? Hickory Dickory Dock. The alphabet. Your names. Come on, fellas, I was taking a bath when you came in.
Hey, Bonnie, I got a good idea.
Yeah? What?
I'll sing.
Oh, no!
The girls will love it.
Oh, boy. I'll need more than a bath after this.
Start the record, Bonnie.
Right. Who's that swinging down the street? Who's the birdie with the 2/4 beat? The tune he wails comes awful but sweet. Now listen to the dirty bird sing. Listen to the rockin' bird. Hey! Listen to the rockin' bird. Hey! The rockin' bird is swinging all day long. Hey! Hey! Listen to the rockin'.
Beats me where they could have gone.
Funny, we can't find them. We've been looking for an hour.
I've got a good mind to go home without them.
That's not bad, huh, Bonnie? Play it back once more. Right, Fred?
Who's that swinging down the street? Who's the birdie with the 2/4
beat? What's that horrible noise, Wilma?
I don't know. Maybe some animal is caught in a trap.
Oh, the poor thing.
Betty, look.
Huh?
The rockin' bird.
Fred Flintstone.
Oh, hiya, Wilma.
Hi, Betty.
We've had it, Fred. We're going home.
But we made a record for you.
I'll say you did. The most miserable time on record.
We get one night out, and so these sports take us to an amusement park.
Then they've got the colossal nerve to leave us sitting on a bench.
While they're having a good time.
Big deal.
Hey, Dream Stuff, look what I found.
What is it, boy next door?
Some cornball cut aside and forgot it. Hey, just for laughs, let's get the gang together and give it a spin.
Cuckoo! Sound the alarm and we'll meet at my place.
Hell, listen to the rockin' bird way out. Oh, listen to the crazy bird, he flipped. The rockin' bird is wailing his last song. Hand me my shooting iron.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing, it's the most.
Man, what a beat.
That cat understands us teenagers.
Uh-huh. And so few do. Okay, worshippers of good music, repeat after me. We, the teenagers of bedrock.
We, the teenagers of bedrock.
Have a new singing idol.
Have a new singing idol.
Who understands our problems.
Who understands our problems.
And we will be loyal to him forever.
And we will be loyal to him forever.
I thought we were going to be loyal forever to Hot Lips Hannigan.
Oh, that was last week. Hot Lips is out.
Colonel, I'm glad you're here. You can put Teen Teen Record Company on top of the heap.
And how's that, sir?
Forget Hot Lips Hannigan. Forget everybody. Find this new guy and find him fast. I dub some music behind his voice, and this guy is hot, hot, hot. Find him. We'll put him on personal appearances, TV shows, the works. We gotta cash in fast.
Don't you fret, sir. I'll get him. Don't forget, I made a big star out of that boy from Georgia. Hey, what's his name again?
Never mind. Go, 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 Colonel. They're fickle record buyers, these teenagers. Oh, boy, now they fickle. What a business. Shh.
Bloody bird, he's gone. The rockin' bird is swinging all day long.
Say, Fred, isn't that the record you made at the amusement park?
Yeah. How did you get it?
I didn't. They're playing it on the radio.
Yeah, that's nice. On the radio?
And that's the latest smash hit by that great unknown troubadour. If anyone knows who this singer is, please contact the Keen Teen Record Company immediately.
I don't get it.
Hello? Keen Teen Record Company? I have that singer you're looking for. They hung up.
There he is, Colonel. There he is. What do you think? Can we do something with him?
I don't know. It won't be easy as with that Georgia boy.
Maybe we can call him the world's oldest teenager.
Not bad. Not bad. Now, come on, sir. Into the next room and we'll get you all fixed up.
What are they doing in there all this time?
The Colonel is the best promotion man in the business, ma'am. He's thinking up some kind of gimmick.
Gimmick?
Yeah, you know, something that'll catch on with the teenagers.
Okay, boy, come on out.
Hi, Wilma.
Meet Hi-Fi. That's his new name. This boy'll sell like crazy. Why, the clothes will get the kids, the glasses will pull in the eggheads, and the gimmick is sensational. Sir, show him your gimmick. Hi, boy.
Screw you, dot, and down, and do pow, and pam. Scoop it up, I do better, you find it a pow. Go, 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 go. Listen to him rock, listen to him roll, listen to the rickety-ticky rocking bird. Do you hear him? Well, grab him. Nail him. Listen to the rocking bird, that coot. Listen to the rocking bird, he's a bug. The rocking bird is swinging all day long. Won't you listen to the rockin' bird? He's a creep. Listen to the nutty, nutty bird. The rockin' bird bouts out a real gone song.
Gee, it's wonderful of Fred to make Barney his business manager.
Yeah, it gives us all a chance to go on the personal appearance tour.
Uh-huh. We're sure getting out of the house in a big way, hey, Wilma?
Just think, we'll see all the sights, visit the big cities, stop at the best places.
Uh-huh, and we'll be traveling first class all the way.
This is terrible, Betty.
First class? It's terrible.
Now I know what a milkshake feels like. Colonel, do we have to travel like this?
Ma'am, it's the only way to make the one-night stands we're booked for. But just keep in mind, ma'am, there's no business like show business.
You are so right.
And here he is, you cat. Your singing idol.
Scoop it up, I do better, you find it a pow. Go, 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 go. Listen to him rock, listen to him roll, listen to the rhythm, take the rock and roll.
Go,
They must have polished that act with sandpaper.
It's kind of scary, isn't it, Wilma?
Yeah. What are those kids seeing him?
Those kids are okay, ma'am. They're the ones that buy the records, and they have the right to get what they pay their money for. They know what they want, too.
What's that?
Something different all the time. And, oh, boy, is this different. I wonder whatever happened to that Georgia boy. Maybe his legs give out.
You're our idol, Hi-Fi!
Yeah, you're the greatest!
Sign my autograph book next, will you, Hi?
Look at those kids. You know, Betty, all this hero worship could get Fred conceited.
Oh, no, not good old Fred.
Well, I don't know. Good old Fred is only good old human.
Oh, he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Didn't you see that, Wilma? Those are smart kids. They know real talent when they see it.
Real talent, Fred?
Maybe I am the greatest. Who knows? What's my opinion against millions of music lovers? But I don't want to talk about myself. Why don't you girls talk about me for a while?
That good head on his shoulders is getting bigger all the time.
Hello! Hello! Is that you, Colonel? How's the tour going, huh? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great, great. Hi-Fi is still hot, huh? Well, keep it jumping. We gotta get it while the getting's good. Hey, Charlie! Charlie, press another 500,000 records and get them out fast. Hi-Fi is still going strong.
Well, Betty, we've been on the road for 2 weeks. How do you like the sights?
The only sight I've seen on the whole trip is the one I see in my mirror.
You're not just kidding.
Screw you, dot, do, 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 pow, pam. Scoop it up, I do, Betty, we find it, pow. Go, 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 go. Listen to them rock, listen to them roll, listen to the rhythm, ticky, rock, and burn. Do you hear them?
This is awful, Wilma.
I want to go home. Let's talk to the colonel again.
Now, don't worry, ladies. It'll call itself off any time now. These kids are tough on singing idols. One day an idol's on top, next day the FBI couldn't find him. You just be patient, ladies. It's gotta happen.
I hope so, Colonel. I hope so. Colonel, you said a week ago that we'd be going home, and here we are still on the road.
I don't understand it either, ladies. By rights, Hi-Fi should have burnt out a long time ago, but he's hotter than ever. Only happened once before. Was a good-looking Georgia boy. Can't think of his name right now. Had long sideburns. I'm sorry, ladies. This Hi-Fi thing could go on for a long time yet. You have my sympathies.
Thanks loads, Colonel.
Pam! Scoop it up, I do better, we find it a pow. Screw you, dot, do, 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 pow. Pam! Scoop it up, I do better, we find it a pow. Go, 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 go! Listen to him rock, listen to him roll, listen to the rhythm, ticky, rock, and burn. Do you hear him?
Wilma, I've had it. Another week of this will drive me out of my mind.
I've been thinking, Betty, and I've got an idea.
What is it?
We'll start an ugly rumor about Hi-Fi, and the kids will drop him like a hot potato.
What rumor could be that ugly?
Well, there's one thing that's unforgivable to teenagers.
Hmm? You think it'll work?
I'm sure it will. Come on, we'll give it a try. Oh, Betty.
Yes, Wilma.
Did you hear the lowdown on Hi-Fi?
No, Wilma. What is it?
Well, I got it from a reliable source. Hi-Fi is really a square.
No. You mean like four corners?
That's exactly what I mean.
Did you hear about Hi-Fi? He's on the song's little
light. Did you hear about Hi-Fi? You mean? No! Getting around fast.
It's the worst word in the teenage language. Let's hope it works.
Listen to him rock. Listen to him rock. Anyway, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, all you cats. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Hey, where did everybody go?
Ennsville, boss. That's what I said. Ennsville. Just like that.
Right, Colonel. Stop the machines, Charlie. Hi-Fi's had it.
It means the end of the line, Hi-Fi. It's where the track comes together up on the pole.
But what happened?
Who knows? These kids don't fool around. You're in or you're out. Besides, you're lucky. You can go home now. I gotta start a tour with a kid that plays the bongos with his feet while he sings. Comes from Georgia, I hear.
Feels kinda good to be back home again, huh, Barney?
Yeah, and we're lucky to get our old jobs back.
Well, anyway, the girls won't be giving us any more of that I never get out of the house routine.
Oh, no, sir, not after that trip we took across the country.
Wilma, I'm home! Boy, that dinner looks good. Brontosaurus stew, my favorite dish.
What? Tonight? Are you out of your mind? We are definitely...
definitely not going out tonight, and that's fine.
Tonight? Nothing doing, Betty. Nothing doing. And that's final.
Betty was ironing all day.
Say no more, Barney. So was Wilma. You know, Barney, there's something about ironing all day that brings out the worst in women.
Yeah. But even the worst is pretty good, huh, Fred?
Yeah, bless there. You never take me out any place, little hearts.